A 5-year-old sits at the kitchen table, tears streaming down her face. She's just explained quantum entanglement to her bemused grandmother, but can't tie her shoelaces. Her father watches, bewildered. How can someone who grasps particle physics struggle with something so simple? Welcome to the paradox of raising a gifted child, where brilliance and frustration dance an unpredictable tango. These children think differently, feel intensely, and often find themselves caught between worlds, too advanced for their age mates, too young for the adults who understand them. Understanding giftedness isn't about celebrating genius, it's about recognizing a fundamentally different way of being in the world. Giftedness isn't simply being smart or getting good grades. It's a clinical designation for children testing in the top 5% of the population, typically with IQs above 130. Think of intelligence as a bell curve. Most students cluster in the middle, while gifted children occupy the far right edge, where their brains process information in qualitatively different ways. Modern gifted education emerged around 1900 when Alfred Binet developed the first intelligence tests, later refined by Lewis Terman, who introduced the concept of IQ. Here's where confusion often arises. Giftedness differs from both talent and creativity. A child might play piano beautifully without being cognitively gifted. Conversely, a gifted child might show no obvious talents at all. Their difference lies in how they think, not necessarily what they produce. Testing remains crucial to understand learning needs and secure appropriate educational support. These scores unlock doors to specialized programming that can make the difference between a child who thrives and one who withers from chronic understimulation. Traditional gifted identification focuses on 3 testable domains: verbal, quantitative, and spatial reasoning. 2 children both test at the 98th percentile. One keeps an immaculate desk and completes assignments weeks early. The other loses homework regularly and questions every rule. Both are genuinely gifted, but they inhabit different cognitive universes. Concrete sequential learners are giftedness's poster children. They're organized, methodical, and thrive in traditional classrooms. These auditory learners absorb spoken information easily, prefer quiet study spaces, and want clear directions with definite answers. They're the students teachers dream about, until you ask them to adapt to unexpected changes or take creative risks. Abstract spatial learners are gifted education's beautiful misfits. Their backpacks look like paper tornadoes, but they know exactly where everything is. They learn through pictures, diagrams, and hands-on experience rather than lectures. Traditional schooling tortures them with its emphasis on silence, memorization, and timed tests. They're the kids doodling during lectures, not because they're distracted, but because their brains need visual processing to engage. Birth order matters. Firstborns typically develop concrete sequential styles, while secondborns often become abstract spatial learners. Parents may recognize giftedness more readily in their first child, who matches the stereotype, while overlooking an equally gifted younger sibling whose messy creativity doesn't fit their mental image. The word gifted triggers strong reactions rooted in misconceptions. The feel-good notion that all children are gifted sounds inclusive, but erases the specific needs of children whose brains function differently. Gifted has a precise meaning: testing in the top 5% of intelligence, typically with IQs over 130. Perhaps the most persistent myth is that parents create giftedness through flashcards or enrichment programs. They don't manufacture giftedness, it's an innate cognitive architecture. Gifted students rarely excel at everything. Picture a 7-year-old explaining photosynthesis in detail, but using baby talk when upset. This is asynchronous development, the hallmark of giftedness that confuses parents, teachers, and the children themselves. Asynchronous development means accelerated cognitive growth in one area while others lag behind. Most gifted children experience this, with higher giftedness correlating with greater gaps. The child discussing quantum mechanics can't tie their shoes because their brain prioritizes intellectual tasks. Cognitive asynchrony occurs when students excel in one domain, verbal, quantitative, or spatial, while testing average in others. The most extreme cases are twice exceptional, gifted in one area but with a learning disability in another. Common delays include gross motor skills, fine motor skills like handwriting, and social skills. Maintaining imaginary friends into elementary school or struggling with peer relationships despite advanced vocabulary. Social and emotional delays are particularly bewildering because intelligence creates a false impression of maturity. A child discussing climate change one moment might melt down over sharing toys the next. These children naturally gravitate toward adults or older children who tolerate social blunders and appreciate their quirky interests. But their complex interests rarely align with age mates, they create elaborate games with Byzantine rules, and they struggle to interpret social cues. The result is often profound isolation. Gifted children don't just think differently, they feel differently. Their emotions arrive with amplified intensity, creating an inner landscape that bewilders both children and parents. When discussing giftedness, emphasize that it explains how they think, not that they're superior. Most gifted children recognize early they're different, feeling disconnected from classmates. Learning they're gifted often brings relief. There's a reason they don't fit in, and others exist like them. Yet this acceptance can flip into profound loneliness when being different threatens social survival. After identification, gifted children often sense heightened expectations. They worry about disappointing parents or losing their identity if they don't maintain exceptional standards. Parents should emphasize giftedness is just one part of who their child is, highlighting non-academic strengths like kindness or humor. Watch for perfectionism rooted in fear. Children may stop trying rather than risk failure. Supportive peer relationships help manage these complex emotions. Gifted children often connect with students 1 to 2 grades older or younger. Community settings like chess clubs, robotics teams, or museum programs expand friendships through shared passions that transcend age differences. Resources abound for gifted children, yet few acknowledge their parents' unique strain. Representing just 5% of parents, they struggle to find solidarity, while the 95% majority easily bonds over shared experiences. Discussing challenges risks seeming like bragging, eliminating outlets for legitimate struggles. Many find solace in online communities offering genuine empathy without judgment. These parents face constant judgment from those assuming they've pushed their children obsessively. Family questions specialized programs, insisting what worked before should suffice. Even within the gifted community, parents judge each other's choices, public versus private school, acceleration versus enrichment, testing versus not testing. Inappropriately challenged gifted children don't coast happily. They disengage, act out, or give up entirely. Frustration stems from limited quality school options, difficulty accessing program information, scarce parenting resources, and the exhausting reality of raising intense children. Raising gifted children is all-consuming. Their intensity, constant questions, consuming passions, and reduced sleep needs exhaust even dedicated parents. Managing academic needs, emotional needs, and activities becomes a second full-time job. Parents need occasional personal time, date nights, hobbies, exercise, to model balanced living. As children mature, increasingly include them in decisions, recognizing the goal isn't perfection, but raising capable, resilient humans who understand themselves. Raising a gifted child isn't about producing the next Einstein. It's about recognizing they experience the world through a different lens that magnifies both wonder and struggle. Your child's brilliant mind needs presence, patience, and the unwavering message that they're loved for who they are, not what they achieve. Their intensity isn't drama, their questions aren't defiance, and their asynchronous development isn't failure. Appropriate challenge is necessity, not privilege, and emotional support matters as much as academic acceleration. In a world that often misunderstands them, you are their interpreter, their safe harbor, and their reminder that different doesn't mean defective. That understanding transforms giftedness from isolation into meaningful connection.